Please welcome Michael Kaplan.
So my daughter was graduating from sixth grade at the Montessori school, the beloved Montessori school, and she wanted a keepsake. Now, my daughter is not a materialist, but in the course of her life, she has forged sentimental relationships with inanimate objects. And she's a sort of young adult who hasn't thrown anything away since fourth grade. When she was nine, my wife and I decided that it was time to replace the denim couch that had been stained beyond all recognition. And my daughter wrote a four-page impassioned letter pleading with us to spare the life of Couchy. Couchy was the couch of her life, that the best memories of her childhood had taken place on Couchy, and how could we think of getting rid of Couchy? And on and on and on it went, and we did anyway, but there was residual guilt over this, and I think it informed our decision to help her with the current quest. She wanted the class project. The students had worked with their teacher and the teacher's husband who built furniture, and they had made a little wooden end table. And then they had all carved their names and sort of burnt them into the table. It was very, very charming. And she coveted it. I wanted her to have it. And that meant we had to outbid everyone at the school auction. Now, school fundraisers are like a concentrated version of school itself. In school, you know, everybody's divided up into dozens and dozens of cliques and clubs and teams. At a school fundraiser, it basically comes down to three groups. People with a lot of extra money, people with some extra money, and people with no extra money. And over the years, my wife and I had toggled between those last two groups. Sometimes we would check out the silent auction and maybe we could come away with, you know, a little bargain. And some years we were just buying the ticket so we could go to the event and support the school and of course not miss anything. But the live auction, that was just always way too rich for our blood. I mean, that was where they were going to present, you know, the house in Jamaica that some family had, and every year they would donate, you know, a full week stay there. Or the director of the school would, you know, watch your kids for an entire weekend, and, you know, mom and dad could go on an adventure or something. And so, of course, the cool kids were the ones with a lot of extra money, and they would sit together, and they'd get good and sloshed, and they'd egg each other on and try to outbid each other, you know, all in the name of supporting the school. And at the center of that crowd was one couple, we'll call them Mr. and Mrs. Moneybags, or M-Bags. And, you know, the M-Bags were totally in their element. They would knock back a couple of white wines and then start throwing around those $400 and $500 bids. You know, a cord of well-seasoned oak, $700. You know, some mom named Esther who would, you know, deliver a homemade pie to your house for, you know, 5 months, $500. Did we envy them? A little. Mainly we hated them. You know, because we couldn't throw around the $400 or $500 bids, but we were pretty fast and loose with our petty judgments. And, you know, and we felt like nobody should ever spend $100 on a pie, no matter what the cause is. And, you know, why would you ever take your kids to Jamaica when you can take them camping all around the state of California? But on this night, we were going to have to channel the M-Bags if we were going to win this table. And I was pretty nervous about it. I was not really enjoying the early part of the evening. Normally when I hit that buffet, you know, I try and get my full ticket price worth of food, but you know, I'm just kind of picking at it. And we've agreed that our ceiling is going to be $1,000, which is ridiculous, but okay. We'll go there this one time out of the 9 years she attended the school. Beyond that, forget it. Our household budget, that's going to be decimated. We're going to be eating mac and cheese out of a box for months and months and months. So we know what our ground rules are going to be. The live auction gets going, and the M-bags are just totally in their element. You know, they're picking up the cord of wood, you know, the salsa dance lessons, the tour of some lighthouse, the ski lift tickets, and now it's finally time for the table. And before I tell you what happened, I just have to give you a little Montessori school factoid because this is important. It will have bearing on what goes on. The way the school was structured is that there were three grades in each classroom. So like first, second, third grade, they were all together in one classroom. Fourth, fifth, sixth grade in the classroom that my daughter was getting ready to leave, okay? Here comes the table, and we're off and running. 225 down here, 250, 250 down here, 275, 275 down here, 300 down here, 300, 300! Pretty quickly, we can see that our main competition is Dan. Now, Dan's daughter, Jen, she's a fifth grader, but that's not what's significant. What's significant is that Dan is terminally ill. Dan has a failing liver, and he's not getting an organ donation in time. And a lot of us are thinking, this may be the last time that we see him in public. 475, 500, 500 out of 525, 525, 550, 555, 75. And things are going fast. And we're not having time to talk to each other. But my wife and I, we're doing a silent moral calculation, which is basically, what size assholes are we if we outbid a dying man for this table? 725, 750, 750, 775, 775, do I hear 800? Do I hear 800? On the other hand, how long is Dan going to enjoy this table? We know my daughter is going to keep it forever and ever and ever. And when Dan passes away, his daughter, a fifth grader, is going to get the table. Is that the table she's going to want? Or would she want the one from sixth grade? I don't think Dan has really thought this through. I mean, is he doing some kind of symbolic gesture? Does he think he's cheating death? He can't do that. And would it be a service if we gently outbid him? 850, 875, 875, do I hear 900, 900, 925? At this point, we're getting close to 1,000. And my wife whispers, it's his. And I think, fine, that's absolutely right. I can live with that. But that's when Mr. and Mrs. M-Bag decide to join the fun. And they're jumping in there. They don't even have a kid in this classroom, but they love bidding. And this looks like a hot ticket item and a lot of fun. And they're jumping in there and they're pushing the price way up. 1,400, 1,425, 1,425, 1,450, 1,475, 1,500, 1,525. My wife is starting to cry silently. I have no idea what dying Dan is thinking. I'm wondering how much effort would it take to become best friends with Esther and her husband and plant a little arsenic in one of those pies. And as we are getting closer and closer now to 2,000, and we're not dropping out because there's no way we're letting the M-bags walk off with this goddamn table, they pull out with shit-eating grins, just pleased with themselves. They had a good time, and they jacked the price way up, and isn't that great for the school? And we are right on the precipice of $2,000, and Dan hesitates, and we hesitate, and he bids $2,000. And we think, okay, fine, it's over. And that's when Philippe, the jolly restaurateur, bids $2,100 and it goes unchallenged and he walks off with the table. Philippe, who has a perfectly good liver, and more insultingly, has a daughter in the fourth grade. There will be two more tables in her future. It's hard to get too angry with Philippe. He is a lovable guy. He runs a great restaurant. He makes perfect ravioli that you want to rest your head on. But what the fuck, Philippe? And everybody can feel it. This jovial, festive fundraising evening has turned into a bunch of people who like just had to sit through death of a salesman. The air has gone out of the balloon. My wife is drying her eyes. Dan is a day closer to death. The auctioneer looks like he wants to stop right now, go home and start drinking hard. But he can't. He's got to finish out the gig. And next up is the Jamaica House. But at this point, nobody's really into it or paying much attention until my wife is suddenly jarred awake. And she mutters to me, "They're getting it for nothing." And it's true. The M bags are in there bidding for it. And nobody at this point really wants to play. And the thing is kind of sputtering out around the $500 level. And my wife turns in her chair and locks eyes with Mrs. Embags and gives her a look that freezes the booze in her veins. And I believe that there was a silent exchange. And in that moment, the jocular, slap-happy bid-a-thon that she was engaged in suddenly came thudding back to earth, and she had a moment of self-reflection and maybe even a little bit of shame. And so we get home, and of course, our daughter is awake, and she's waiting. And my daughter says, "Did you get the table?" And my wife says, "No." And my daughter says, "No." And my wife says, "No. But we're all going to Jamaica."